In this episode, you'll discover why you look like a successful podcaster, but your show still isn't growing.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gauchet.
In this episode, you'll discover why compliments now feel like lies and why pretending it's working is quietly killing your podcast momentum.
The emotional drain of being seen as a successful podcaster when your numbers say otherwise.
And finally, how to fix the root problem for good to have a podcast that's just as successful, if not more successful, than it seems on the outside.
Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level.
So look, Tig, we're constantly speaking to podcasters on different paths on their journey. And more recently, I've had calls with podcasters who've mentioned something very interesting. And I wonder how many other podcasters feel this exact same way, but have never said it out loud. One of the podcasts I spoke to said that they felt like there's this illusion that their podcast is way bigger than what they actually are. That people think they're way more successful because of their branding, because the big guests they have on their show, but behind the scenes, they don't feel like they are. They look at their numbers and they feel like it's kind of pathetic. And sometimes they feel like a fraud because of that.
Right. And you know what? This is a consistent trend that we actually see with clients who do explore working with us to help turn their shows around. It's like a weird spot along the journey where the show gives off this perception and it's way bigger and more successful than it actually is. And again, a lot of podcasters seem to be in this spot. But why is that? Let's think about how most podcasts look from the outside looking in.
Well, put it this way, you know, people see a professional cover art when they look at your podcast. They see that you've been posting consistently or at least promoting consistently for years. Again, they maybe see these promotional clips shared on social media. And even though they may themselves not even listen to the podcast, just by nature of them seeing your show pop up constantly on their feed, they just assume, well, you must be doing well. But what else, Tig?
Well, let's say you've gotten big guests on your show. It makes the show feel even more credible. And of course, people from the outside see you promoting that you have a big guest on the show, which again reinforces this perception, which is being built in real time, that the show is bigger than what it is.
Because think about it, right? If your show isn't doing well, then how on earth would it be possible for you to get such big guests? Again, this is the perception and the illusion that is being created around the podcast. And even if they aren't famous, meaning you're not getting like super famous guests, if they are seen as an expert in your space, people start to pick up on that. Once again, you're being seen as the host who's interviewing these high profile guests. So everyone assumes your podcast must be crushing it.
And this isn't just imagination. There is real psychology behind this. So when people perceive someone as successful in one area, like for example, having good guests, they automatically assume success in related areas. For example, you know, that you would have a large audience. There'll be a lot of listeners. It's called a halo effect. And in podcasting, it can be working against you every single day because, you know, let's keep on the guest example here. Your guest quality can create a halo, in a sense, that makes everything else about your show seem more successful than it actually is. And that's why you get messages like, your podcast is amazing, or this is great, from the few listeners who love your show and maybe some family and friends in your network. But the analytics only show, say, 37 downloads on your last episode.
And look, while you like the sentiment and again, these really nice words of encouragement, it doesn't make the fact that the show isn't as big as what it should be and you feel like it should be. If anything, these compliments and these comments you're getting makes the situation feel slightly worse. It becomes a bit more confusing because you end up feeling like, well, shouldn't your show be further along by now, especially when people treat you like you're someone who's already successful. And the fact that you're not just doing fluff interviews, you're having these conversations that actually matter. They're meaningful conversations that make an impact in the biggest way. Maybe you've had a high profile guest onto your podcast that you really respected, but you couldn't actually give them that exposure and the audience they deserved. So in your end, it's kind of like, it feels like no one really cares. It starts to feel like, well, what's the point in doing all of this work if no one actually sees it?
Well, look, firstly, if that is you, you're definitely not alone. So many podcasters feel like this. Really, really, so many podcasters feel like this. And while I wish I could say the feeling kind of just goes away eventually, truthfully, it won't unless you take specific actions to change the growth trajectory of your show. You know, if anything, from speaking to so many podcasters that have been doing this for years, it gets worse the more time passes because, again, the more time passes, the bigger guests you have on, the more episodes you put out, the more you share and promote the show online, the greater the illusion the show is bigger than it is. And so does that frustration around the massive gap between how others perceive your show and what your actual numbers look like.
Now, look, don't get me wrong. I think for both me and Tig, we know that podcasting can be a ton of fun. And the likelihood is you're probably having a ton of fun with your show. You wouldn't have kept at it this long if it wasn't fun. It's packed with tons of benefits. But growing an audience can be really fucking hard. It's not an easy thing to do. Like, can it be simpler? Yes. If you have the right guidance, is it easier? Yes. Can you grow that fast with a team that has experience? Yes. But still, growing the audience can feel like a pain in the butt. Now, remember when we said that that frustration only builds up over time? As the massive gap between how others perceive your show and what your actual numbers look like, well, that gap starts to grow. So here's exactly what that means. Well, firstly, every compliment you get about the show starts to feel like a lie because you know what the real numbers are saying.
You start to avoid conversations about your podcast growth because you're embarrassed.
You're living in constant fear that someday someone, maybe one of your guests, might ask about the size of the podcast and you have to tell them the numbers, knowing that you've put in all these years of work. And for you, it's kind of embarrassing saying those numbers out loud. And of course, it feels like a disservice to the guests you're having on the show because you want to give them the exposure they deserve and you want it to be worth their time.
And the bigger the illusion gets, the harder it becomes to ask for help because you feel like you should already know this stuff.
So you end up in this downward spiral because every time someone overestimates your success based on the show's appearance, you get into something known as credibility debt. Eventually, that debt you're building up over the last couple of years has to be paid with actual real results or interest. Or in this case, for a lot of people, anxiety, stress, fear of people discovering or guests discovering or poking and asking questions about the size of the show, which to a lot of people becomes unbearable.
Credibility debt is such a clear way of illustrating that. And yeah, I think you're right. You know, it's either paid with results or the interest, i.e. like the mental load that those problems you just mentioned really compounds daily, this credibility debt. Every compliment, every assumption about your success, every time someone treats you like you've made it, all adds to what you owe. again, funny way of looking at it, but I think it's the perfect analogy. The interest is kind of like the constant anxiety that you might feel or that you feel whenever you think about this. The fear of being found out, the stress of maintaining an image that doesn't match your reality, and the frustration that after years of hard work, the show still isn't gaining momentum or traction.
So look, you end up being trapped between being seen as someone who's successful and feeling like a failure in terms of your audience growth and podcast monetization. Every new episode, well, just now feels like another performance in a show that no one's watching. You're basically on autopilot, moving through, publishing a new episode, but you feel like, again, you're performing to the exact same crowd. The excitement and motivation slowly starts to die. Whenever you do put a podcast together, again, it seems to go nowhere. And for a lot of our clients, before they started working with us, they mentioned how, hey, it just feels a bit demoralizing. Like I hit publish and it feels like I'm launching into an empty void. I get barely any traction, no responses. The feedback I get is from like my internal network, family and friends, and growth is painfully slow. And that's really when a lot of them start to pose the question of, look, how much longer can I keep podcasting like this? Is this even worth it?
Which of course, truthfully, you don't. You don't have to continue doing the show. And if you've been at it for years and it's still not where you want it to be, why keep pushing forward? Why even bother, you could argue?
Well, because the idea of quitting feels like a wasted potential. Like you've been doing it for so long, it'll feel weird to give up, especially because you believe in your content so much. A lot of our clients and the podcasts we speak to, you know, you want to make impact, You know your content is good, but somewhere along the way, you feel like you're dropping the ball when it comes to the marketing side of the show, when it comes to getting your podcast to reach more listeners. You're not really sure which direction to go.
And here's some things to think about for a moment. How long have you been telling yourself that things will eventually turn around? And what if we said that the very thing that's keeping you going is also the thing that's keeping you stuck? Have you ever considered that the hope you're clinging to might actually be a trap? Now, I know these are hard questions to sit with, but they're important because there's something deeper happening here that most podcasters never recognize. There's a psychological pattern at play, which is a very comforting lie we tell ourselves that feels like hope, but functions like quicksand. And once we show you what it is, you'll see exactly why you've been spinning your wheels for so long. And more importantly, you'll understand a surprisingly simple shift that can change everything.
Look, after interviewing and coaching 400 plus podcasters, we've noticed a specific belief that holds so many podcasters back. And we actually mentioned this in 296, meaning episode 296, not just random numbers, right? And that episode is titled, "The Invisible Problem Silently Killing Your Podcast Growth That No One Is Talking About." And we shared this belief, explaining how the belief of, if I just keep going, eventually my real success will match what people think. Meaning, if I just keep publishing new episodes, if I just get better at producing better content, if I just keep promoting on social media, eventually, surely the podcast will take off. Now, we mentioned how this belief is so powerful because it promises that every single minute you spend on the podcast, any bit of sleep lost, every single dollar spent or invested into the show, every moment of self-doubt is being tallied up in this cosmic ledger that will eventually pay dividends. It makes the pain you're going through today around the podcast, maybe not growing as fast as you'd like, not monetizing, not feeling like you really have control of the growth, it makes it feel again bearable. It promises that tomorrow will actually bring a lot more pleasure, a lot more joy, if you just keep at it.
Cosmic ledger, Anthony, you really pulled that one out of the bag. But you're right. You know, we soak this thing up and we fall for the illusion that consistency, hard work, and more time will do the job. But then 1 year turns to two to three to four, and so on, until you look back at all the time invested into the show and wonder, why isn't it getting traction? I really thought I would be further ahead by now. The, if I just keep publishing new episodes, get better at producing new episodes, keep promoting on social media, then the podcast will eventually grow. That belief brings you even more comfort because you just have to keep pushing, right? And things will eventually work themselves out.
Unfortunately, that isn't true. And I think we've shared this story multiple times to illustrate this point, which is this. Imagine you have a farmer who works tirelessly plowing fields, planting seeds, and watering crops. Day after day, season after season, the farmer puts in backbreaking labor. But there's a problem. The farmer has never studied which crops grow best on their soil type. They've never learned about the optimal planting season or irrigation techniques. They've never investigated the most efficient ways to harvest or which markets will pay premium prices for their produce. Would you really expect this farmer to thrive simply because they worked hard and stayed consistent? Of course not. Now, would you consider his approach and their approach noble? Hell yeah, you would. But unfortunately, it doesn't change the fact that their current approach is fundamentally flawed and will never get them to a point they're trying to reach.
But this is precisely how most podcasters approach their craft. They create content consistently, share it all the time, and then wait for the algorithm gods to reward their dedication. So can you see how this illusion of, if I just keep going, eventually my real success will come, is actually hurting you? Because while you're managing perceptions, successful podcasters are managing real, predictable systems of growth that are not based on luck and hope.
Most people think you need to fake it till you make it. I'm sure I've heard that 1,000 times when we're growing up, right? Fake it till you make it, fake it till you make it. But what you actually need is to stop pretending that everything's okay, that you're fine with slow growth, that it doesn't bother you that people think the show is more successful than what it is, and start strategizing to fix these problems. The most successful podcasters who look successful on the outside and they have the numbers to back it up, they didn't just wait for that to happen. They made it happen with the right guidance, they got very serious about their show and they prioritized the growth and the monetization because they wanted more, they knew they deserved more, and they felt like something was missing. So they started taking action to figure out what that thing was. They didn't just stay static and be okay with having a mediocre show that hasn't progressed in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, however long it might be for you. They made a decision that something needed to change in a big way.
So before we go any further, here's another brutally honest question. Sorry, we're really hitting you with them hard today, but it is important, and hopefully this is going to be a catalyst for some real change if you've stuck it this far through the episode. So look, if your podcast stats stayed exactly the same for the next 2 years, but people continue to think you were successful, i.e. you kept getting compliments from guests on, oh, this is such an amazing experience, or, you know, friends and family, oh, your podcast looks like it's doing great, or, you know, likes from people in your network on LinkedIn and Instagram saying, oh, you have a podcast, it sounds great. If that continued for 2 years, but the show did not grow at all, would you be happy? And if the answer is no, then you care more about real success than the appearance of success, which I would say is a good thing for the record. Because if not, then, you know, it's kind of fraudulent, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of suspect, right? I mean, we recently spoke to a podcaster that we didn't onboard onto our program because the ethics were semi-questionable, but I'll let our audience decide whether or not that's true or not. And for him, he was just like, oh yeah, you know, I just want my podcast to look successful so I can charge my guest $8,000 to $12,000 per episode to come onto the show. And as long as my guests think I've got a big audience, I don't really care about the numbers, but I want to be able to prove to them that, hey, look, I'm on page one of Apple and Spotify, therefore I've got big numbers. And in my mind, I'm thinking this would not work because the clients we work with, they want to make real impact. They want to give their audience and they want to give their guests a platform. They're not just trying to, you know, fugazi, I don't even know what word you would use, finesse their guests to have a perception the podcast is bigger, just to charge more. Like, what are we doing here? Let's actually play by the rules of reality and make something great that people actually care about. Bit of a side quest. Here we go.
No, I think that was very relevant because, again, it shows that some people actually do care about it. You might be listening and thinking, well, yeah, obviously I wouldn't be happy, but actually some people would be happy, and it's important to show you both sides of the coin. And look, following on from that, imagine if your real download numbers were displayed next to every episode, just like YouTube view counts. How would that change your behavior? And that discomfort you may have just felt reveals exactly what needs to change.
The fact that this idea of having your numbers visible to everyone to see month over month over month really does show you and prove the gap between where you are and where you want to be and where you feel like the true potential of your show actually is. And unfortunately, if you don't do anything about it, that gap only gets bigger the more time passes. If you're 90 days into your podcast and you have some listeners, great. If you have those same listeners a year later and your show hasn't made significant progress, what are we doing? How are we productive? Are we just okay not making progress? Look, we had a client called Todd and he was podcasting for 2 years and he was stuck around 400 to 500 monthly downloads. And for him, he had an initial philosophy that, hey, I'm going to just build this from the ground up. I'm going to go slow. I want meaningful. I want purpose-driven growth. I don't want to just blow up overnight. He wasn't afraid to grow. In fact, he wanted to grow, but he never had the knowledge, strategy, or urgency to do so. He just trusted that things would unfold by themselves. And of course, they didn't. He spent 2 years essentially at the exact same spot, 400 monthly downloads, because he didn't take the podcast seriously enough. He just thought things would unfold. Then he started to realize, oh, okay, well, the show isn't growing, and without support to build a real foundation to drive long and powerful growth, I'm just going to get a repeat of the last 6 months or the last 2 years, and I don't want that. So he actually got the guidance from our team. He got the support he needed to understand the strategies, the steps to take, and a community to support him on his journey. And he went from 400 monthly downloads to now today, I think 8 to 9 months later, averaging 12,000 monthly downloads. And in the last 7 days, he's generated $7,800 in the last 7 days through his podcast by applying the right strategies. So look, all that to say, not just to say how great our clients are and how they're crushing it, but to say that, hey, you can do this. You can grow the podcast. It is going to be worth it. We know it's not easy and it can be hard work, but it's much simpler when you're not really guessing. You have the right support and the right guidance to take you to where you're trying to go rather than just being on autopilot. So look, if you do find yourself in that weird gap where everyone thinks your podcast is successful and they keep mentioning how impactful your content is, but deep down you're feeling embarrassed about your real numbers and you're starting to question whether or not this is all worth it. Like I mentioned, it is worth it. You can do it. You can have a show that not only looks the part, but brings in real listeners, real growth, and real opportunity into your business. You've probably felt it the same way that we feel with all the clients we work with, is the only thing that's missing is you need an actual strategy and expert guidance pointing you in the right direction. And that's exactly why we created the Get More Listeners Academy. This is our one-on-one growth and monetization program, and is specifically for entrepreneurs, experts who are tired of no growth and want personalized guidance on how to grow and monetize their podcast as fast as possible without spending hours on guesswork, posting tirelessly on social media to get zero and basically fuck all growth, and without having to do this all alone. If that is you, we would love the opportunity and help you figure out why you've been stuck. So be sure to go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast. Enter your details, find a time that works to speak to one of our team. It'll be me in the moment of recording this you'll be speaking to. And I'll get clear on where you are right now, exactly where you're trying to go, and walk you through, if there's alignment there, exactly how we're helping clients grow and monetize their podcast so you can finally have that breakthrough you've been looking for. So with that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.
See you Thursday.